You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Think about this, 5G technology. Everybody who's in 4G or less across the world, but in 2020, they're going to break out 5G technology. What does that mean? We're going to talk about that, but think about this. Imagine information coming to you at a gigabyte a second, a gigabyte a second. Then imagine with all this data coming around, you have artificial intelligence or augmented reality working to organize all that data to make sense to you so you can make a good decision. Then imagine you being able to store on your smartphone. Think about a smartphone, a terabyte of information. This is amazing where we're going. It's going to change the world, and we don't get ahead of the game because China's pushing to be able to have this before America with their Huawei technology. Then everything that we do will go through China and then out to the world. This is a very significant program. As a matter of fact, joining me right now, I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
This is amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This technology is so rapid, you know, it just can change the whole face of the world, like you said. I mean, I don't think we're quite ready to see what's going to happen. But do you think a terabyte of information on your cell phone? I mean, that's what you put on a computer.
Right.
My first computer only had 6 gigs. You can't get a phone today with less than 16.
And so you're looking at that having that much information can change the world. If you're a doctor and you need that much information, if you're a soldier on the front line, if you're a business leader and you have everything in your company right there at your, you know, beck and call with the speeds that these phones are having. And, you know, 2025 is when they were talking about, you know, breaking this loose. And it's unfolding in 2020, man.
Yeah.
2020. And the antennas, you know, right now you have these big, huge towers that are going up all over the place for 4G.
Tell us, too. I mean, what 4G, 5G, this is basically technology for cell phones and internet.
Well, you know, you figure like regular landlines that we used to have, the wires that went everywhere, that was a wire analog type system that worked, right? Well, then we went to digital technology, and they have towers that went up everywhere, and it would send 4G, which is another technology that would go wireless to our phones.
Which was an increase of speed as well.
Much
which
faster.
Which allowed us to have now videos on cell phones, which is
been amazing speed.
A new technology, because before you could barely get a picture through.
Right.
Now the fact that you could get a video on 4G, but what is this, 5G?
Well, you think about it, the problem with being where it needs to be, such as driverless cars and doing surgery overline, is the fact that it had some lag time, some latency where you would make a decision here with your computer, but it would take about 11 seconds of a move, right? You know,
lag time is like one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Yeah, right.
But what are you talking about?
But that's
now with 5G?
Big, because if you ever interviewed somebody, what you have in media, you see a delay that happens.
Yeah.
Well, if you're doing surgery or you're having a driverless car and it pauses for a couple seconds, you could kill 4 or 5 people before that's over. So this is going to move us rapidly into, they're talking about driverless cars by 2025. It looks like that's going to join in a little bit more. As a matter of fact, Newt's World and his podcast talking about 5G.
Actually, no, we're going to go to what is 5G and get a little introduction as to help you find out a little bit more what exactly we're talking about and what's right around the corner for you. Take a look.
Okay.
Every new generation of wireless networks delivers faster speeds and more functionality to our smartphones. 1G brought us the very first cell phones, 2G let us text for the first time, 3G brought us online, and 4G delivered the speeds that we enjoy today. But as more users come online, 4G networks have just about reached the limit of what they're capable of at a time when users want even more data for their smartphones and devices. Now we're headed toward 5G, the next generation of wireless. It will be able to handle 1,000 times more traffic than today's networks, and it'll be up to 10 times faster than 4G LTE. Just imagine downloading an HD movie in under a second, and then let your imagination run wild. 5G will be the foundation for virtual reality, autonomous driving, the Internet of Things, and stuff we can't even yet imagine.
This is so powerful. That was a quick understanding and, you know, getting educated on today. This whole program is about being educated on 5G technology. Like I said, 2025 when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at 5 years earlier, 2020. I mean, whoever rules 5G technology pretty much is going to have the dominance. Right now, America has the dominance because of our military. But the future battles and the future wars are going to be done virtually and technically. Like, for example, that, you know, Newt was talking about that if China had that technology, they can actually turn off our ATM machines until we actually bow down to what they would want for something. Yeah. Another is an employee with a particular hotel chain. It's reported
Marriott, allegedly,
that he liked a certain post about Tibet and China should be separate, and China found out about it. Now he wasn't in China, but they actually disciplined the corporation until they actually fired the guy. So China had the ability, allegedly, to be able to fire somebody based on something they liked. And how many people are liking stuff and clicking like on Facebook or whatever?
Well, people need to realize, too, that this technology is not the same technology that you have in your phone now. When we're talking about so advanced, it's literally going to change the way you do life and do business. You're talking about more opportunities for virtual reality, things that are not real in your house, moving a lot quicker.
Augmented reality,
which means even now with this lower technology, you can take a picture of what your furniture would look like and bring it inside of your home before you even go shopping. You just have to go and measure. Now you can take that image and put it in your living room to make it look like it's
real. Is that how you did your new living room
No, that's not how I did it. But I'll tell you what. I did use the measuring.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it did measure a wall. Pretty amazing.
Well, Mark Tegenkamp, one of our partners and sponsors on this for years, he has the coffee guy, on the Gulf Coast in Pensacola.
Go to the coffee guy.
He has the $50 eye guy, eyeglasses. But they have technology now where you can do facial recognition across your eyes, and it measures you for glasses.
It's amazing.
And then that works. Then all of a sudden they send one that's right to your design for. I mean, the future is amazing. They're going to be able to do surgery. They're going to be able to do all types of medical practices. From a distance, the middle of the United States will get more medical care. We're closing down the hospitals and all that.
Self-driving cars.
Yes.
Self-driving cars. This is a reality. So you can imagine with all this technology, all this speed, all this convergence happening at one time, whoever's in control of this network controls the world.
Right. And right now we're in a battle for it. As a matter of fact, we need a Manhattan-type project, that just goes after it. We have about one-third of the investment going in it now. But China can do that kind of investment because it's a communist nation, and they're actually pushing everything out, through all their technologies. Right. And they're stealing technology from around the place, But listen, right here's an interview, part of an interview of Newt World's podcast, Talking to 5G, where he's interviewing Terry
Halverson,
and I want you to hear this. It's so important. He's the Chief Information Officer and Executive Vice President of Information Technologies and Mobile Communications for Samsung Electronics.
Yes.
And he's the one that's talking about how much technology is going to be available. Let's go there now.
Terry, what is 5G technology? How is it different from 4G?
What's happened in the 5G ecosystem is you've had a convergence of technology changes. The first is what we're talking about, it's the network. 5G networks can operate and move data at about 1 gig per second. That's much faster than the 4G networks. You're going to do that in latency, that's about 7 milliseconds. 7 milliseconds is very close to real time. The third piece of this is data storage. So today, we've got systems that maybe can store a petabyte of data. Tomorrow, I literally mean tomorrow, we'll be able to store a terabyte of data. That is an unbelievably large amount of data that you have in your hands at the edge. You can put that in the hands of a soldier, a fireman, a doctor, whatever, and now they've got that ability to keep that kind of data. Samsung and other companies have come out with new storage chips. So today, we have, Samsung has a 3 terabyte chip. You put a couple of those together, you could now have multiple terabytes of data available on the edge, in a vehicle, in a small clinic, in a smart factory. All of that is really going to let us take advantage of much more data. Most data becomes what we call digital waste. So today, of all the data that's collected, processed, and used, really only about 25% of that is high value because you can process it, get it to a decision maker in time to make a valuable or intelligent decision. Part of it is the humans just can't process all of that data that fast. So the other piece of this puzzle is AI, which you can make the A stand for artificial, you can make it stand for augmented, pick your A. I happen to like augmented, don't like artificial, so we'll talk about augmented. What that's going to do is the computer and the learning network is going to actually be able to do analysis on big parts of the data, sort it, analyze it, and present the human decision maker. Intelligence or information is usable data. It's information that is presented in a format that allows you to make a decision. We're going to be able to do that on a much broader scope of data and present it to the human using AI in a much better format, removing some of what I'll call the lower level intelligence tasks from a human having to do that to the machine doing it. AI today can learn, so it will get better and better at doing that. Now you've got the full piece, all the pieces solved. You've got the data speeds and latency being developed and delivered by a 5G network. You've got the ability to store data at the edge, which limits the amount of data you actually have to pass back to a central processing point. And you have AI, augmented intelligence, assisting the human in getting through and sorting all of that data. That's the revolution of the 5G ecosystem. That's what's really going to be powerful and is beginning to be fielded today.
That's so important. So he's breaking it down. This is really good. He's talking about, you know, 1 gigabyte moving all that information. And if you could think about it, you can move the entire Library of Congress in a couple, you know, so many terabytes.
7 milliseconds.
Yes.
I mean, that's like, that's real time.
Right.
Why this is so important, because the information is moving so fast. It was interesting that he said that most of it was a digital waste. All the stuff, pictures, stuff that people are collecting, but only 25% is highly valuable. That's
information. It's right there in your hand.
That's what a doctor needs immediately, like getting x-rays immediately. He's all the way on vacation in Italy, and he's able to look at those x-rays like through a text, make a decision, and send it right back.
You think about
that's
this,
powerful.
You know, in regards to artificial intelligence and augmented reality, that there's just too much information coming at us, and everybody's trying to figure out, what do you do with all this information? It's information overload, which I write about in my book, I Will Fight. You know, what do we do with that? With artificial intelligence, it begins to formulate it and does the small work needed to put it together so you can make a good decision with it.
So it's thinking for you and making decisions and helping you say, this is what I found out, this is what makes sense of it, and I'll make a decision with it.
Yeah, but the problem too would be, okay, if all that information is coming at me, where do I put it? Well, now it has the ability to hold a whole terabyte. Well, I don't think it's 100 gigabytes of terabytes. Is it 100 gigabytes? Is that, Pat, is 100 gigabytes a terabyte? So you're looking at that much information.
1,000.
It's 1,000 gigabytes coming at you that you have available on your phone. And so, which means is, imagine this. You get pulled over by a police officer. Now, instead of the police officer not knowing anything about you, they know everything about you, your driving record, your son drove your car last week, what he was driving, where your GPS, in other words, where all the location was.
And
what
how
was going
fast
on.
You were driving. How,
you're
roads.
Already, as a matter of fact, you probably won't get pulled over. It just, you know, automatically hit your bank account up with a $1,000 fine for speeding.
Imagine.
You know, they have things that take pictures of you too. When
absolutely.
You run, I understood from what you explained to me about that.
That's what Pat told me. I said,
right.
Pat, be careful.
It had your face in the picture. That's why I was trying to figure
that
out.
Augmented reality. This is why this technology is scary.
Truly.
Because they're going to be able to use your image, your face, and capitalize and abuse your network of friends to suggest, using your image, that you want them to buy this book or go see this movie or buy this product, and you had nothing to do with it.
We're talking 2020, so it's here.
That's tomorrow.
And you're hearing people say, we've got to go to a break. We're going to come right back. You've got so much more we're going to talk about what, you know, why is 5G considering the new industrial revolution? But also the fact that you're hearing young people that don't really have a lot of knowledge about the future, understanding why people are telling them, you know, you got to push for climate change, and it happens to be, they say the world's going to end in 12 years. What happens in 12 years? 2030 happens in 12 years. What happens in 2030? The UN has had a plan for a long time to be able to organize the world under that. It's a majority of Islamic nations that are there. They have a goal in Saudi Arabia for 2030 again and again and again. But what it is, they have a global initiative to be able to organize the world, and this is a significant part of it. We got to support our president and support our legitimate government that's just there saying we have to build the right technology. We have to win the 5G race because it has to do with storage. It has to do with the ability of speed. It has to do with artificial intelligence. It has to do with controlling the space. Who's going to control the space? Who's going to be the righteous country in the world that protects Israel, that protects our nation?
Absolutely.
And so many other things. It's so important. This is so, I want to encourage you right now. Comment below. Write to us at friends at VFNKB. This is a very pertinent topic. Maybe you have some things that you noticed that we didn't cover. Cover it in the comments area. Share with all of our community. We want to hear from you because between now and 2020, we can figure all this out. And if it's 2020 you're watching, we really need to know now.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just that, but listen, go to our podcast, wherever you listen to our podcast.
On iTunes.
iTunes, Spotify, rate us. Give us that five-star review and tell us how much you enjoy it and encourage other people to download the podcast and get it every day.
Well, you know, John, a lot of people want to be able to evangelize and reach the world.
Yeah.
When you go out there, when they go out there and rate our podcast and give it, you know, five stars or whatever we're giving it and comment on it, that brings us up because there's so many different podcasts out there. Then all of a sudden, through the artificial intelligence, it'll actually bring it up and more people will see it. So a lot of people a lot of people listen all around the world. But if you go there, even if you don't even listen on the podcast, this whole program comes out on the podcast. So if you go to iTunes, you search for VFNKB's VFN TV, it comes up like that. And just because it has five stars, click on the five stars if you want to, or four, and then and then comment below about you know how good the program is. And what happens is you cause that program to be viewed by more people around the world because it'll come up based on that. So
that's
please
strong.
Take a moment to do that. And as a matter of fact, from time to time, we're going to start recognizing some of those that have have evaluated our podcast because we just want to say thank you when we can. Well, we're talking about why is 5G considered the next? This is Newt Gingrich talking about this. Gingrich, the Industrial Revolution, and you remember the Industrial Revolution in England. It was called the Luddites, and the Luddites were you know about this, right?
Oh,
you
know. Educators.
Well, what happened was everybody kind of made their clothes and textiles at home. Well, they created the loom and the different technology like that, where they were able to make mass production of clothing and all the material. And so this threatened the local worker who made it at home, and they made their living from that. So these Luddites, which was one of the leaders, that they went down there and took hammers and weapons, and they beat the looms and just destroyed the factories. So when you hear somebody say that's a Luddite, they're referring back to that movement with that Industrial Revolution. So every time, and it took 70 years, I believe it is, when technology was invented for farming. Where you know pretty much everybody was into the agricultural
in the field
fields, but now it's down to like 3% of America, 2% of America, around about, you know, grows the food for the entire nation. But that came because of technology. But look what's happened; other things come about. Mm. But people bump over the road and say things like, "Yeah, it's a little bump in the road." It's like to some people, it means I'm going to lose my job.
Right.
I'm going to be without a house. So we got to really pray for everybody. That's why we're doing this program, so you can be caught up and understand what's going on. And understand this, if we're willing to die for the cause, if we're willing to utilize the technology that God has allowed us to have, you know, that we can begin to communicate to everyone the gospel, the good news, a biblical perspective of truth that we need today. And a lot of people didn't think that when the Gutenberg printing press was invented, but you know what they did? They printed Bibles and put them around the world. And so did they pay a price for it? They paid a huge price for that. But now everybody has that because of that. Mm-hmm. So listen to this. This is Newt Gingrich on Newt's World talking specifically about, and we recommend you download his podcast, why is 5G considered the next industrial revolution? Let's listen in.
Why is 5G referred to as the next industrial revolution?
What we had before, you know, the first industrial revolution was really taking and was a process-based revolution. We took the processes of, you know, individual craftsmen and making individual products. You know, you had the carriage made, you know, individually crafted for people. You had, you know, even cars initially came out and it was a very laborious process. It was individually made. The cars were distinctive. That first revolution said, well, you know what? Let's change that process. How do you massively manufacture? Well, you standardize process and you put out, you know, things like the Model T, which all look the same. You know, you could have it painted, I think, two colors when it first came out. So that was the kind of the big industrial revolution. Then we had this revolution, I would say, that started with the beginning to use of technology in this to get the machines to do even more things for us. This fourth industrial revolution is really about bringing all of that together with massive amounts of data, AI, smart factories, which mean now you will have robots doing more of those tasks. You will have machines doing, you know, more things and doing them effectively. So I don't know if you, in coming into our office, you noticed we have the two robot vacuums vacuuming up the Samsung office space here. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, they had those. They weren't really good at vacuuming. They missed us. Today, they're really, really good. They get into all the other spaces. They do it. They replace, you know, people from having to do those tasks. Then the second people is, well, what will happen with people? Will they be out of jobs and will there be negative impacts? I think I'd be foolish to say there won't be some initial negative impacts. This will replace some job. But what I think is going to happen at a fast rate, it's going to create new jobs.
We have to be open to learn more. To be blessed, you got to stay in the learning curve, which I wrote about in Albify. You got to get that book. It's free for you. Just shipping and handling, getting it to you. But listen, at the CPAC conference this year, they were talking specifically about 5G technology. Let's join them there.
Ethan, many people say that the race for 5G, which is going to be determined in the next 2 or 3 years, really is going to determine the fate of the world for the first half of this century.
Wow. Can you agree with that?
I agree with it, because as you could put it together with AI, as Jeremy's been talking about, there's no question that this is going to be where a country acquires data, be able to use it efficiently and effectively. And, you know, there are other technologies that are important, of course, but when you talk about 5G and you talk about AI, you've got to understand the combination of that is going to really give a country an enormous lead, such as we've had the lead because we've had 4G and Qualcomm. It's going to be the country that has 5G, and it better not be Huawei if we want to be free.
Can I just quickly add that I think Vice President Pence expressed this perfectly in Munich when he said, we cannot ensure the defense of the West if our allies are dependent on the East. And that is precisely what's playing out over the next few years.
So the U.S. has effectively blocked Huawei, but many other countries have not. I mean, even Canada, which is currently being subject to a really despicable bullying campaign by China, including the summary arrest of some of its citizens, has not. I mean, they're entertaining the possibility of allowing Huawei to install equipment in Canada, and other countries are too. So who's winning now, and why? Why? What is the pitch that Huawei is making that is appealing to countries that you would think would otherwise know better? Anyone can answer this that wants to.
Let me just start by saying, and I'll defer to the real experts, Huawei right now is taking advantage of the swampiness of the swamp. Huawei is offering all expense paid trips to China for American journalists, for all sorts of people that live here in the swamp. And let me just venture a guess that they're not going to get sort of a realistic picture of the Chinese Communist Party when they take that visit. And so that's something we need to be very carefully aware of when we analyze sort of things that pop up in the press. I mean, there's a whole propaganda system that's at play here and a foreign influence operation that is affecting our own democracy here in the United States.
It's so important to understand socialism and communism, because when the government gets bigger, God gets smaller in people's eyes. He doesn't get smaller. They begin to turn away from God. Well, China is a godless government. The church is growing there, but underground. If they raise their heads up too far, they get destroyed. Their houses get pushed over. And just, we can't go into that now. But understand, we don't want a communistic 1.3 billion population nation that tells their people you can have one, two children a year, that actually already has developed a thing like Facebook called
Sesame Credit,
which says it punishes you. You get a social credit, like you got a credit score. They give you a social credit, and they've already denied reportedly 11,000 people access to transportation and different things because they didn't like their score. Your neighbor can score you, your friends, how they are, who you're connected to. Did you get punished for having a friend that's not a good friend? You can't get a job. You can't get education. It's already started. They're mandated in 2021, but they've already kicked it in right now. They have a goal to be able to rule the world, hegemony.
It's another reason why socialism and communism doesn't work. They want to control the government with capitalism. We want to get people.
Well, what's these questions? Well, ask these questions right here to be able to ponder. You know, what does the future look like? Think about that. Comment below. What does this mean for the church? Comment below. And how can we be prepared to use this technology to advance the kingdom of God? I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. You know, just wisdom. You said these days require wisdom. Wisdom be upon them. Lord, we just bless them, God. We thank you, Lord. Help America succeed in taking this technology, the 5G. Give our government a Manhattan-type project to be able to take it. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.